One of the things about coming up with a strategic plan that we realize when talking to a lot of our nonprofit partners is they, and we're all this way, you're this way, or you would not be in the seat in which you sit. And I don't know you, but I probably can say this about you because of the seat that you're sitting in, that you are somewhat of a visionary and that you have a place that you want to go and you have dreams and aspirations for your center and dreams and aspirations for the young ladies that are going to come through your door. That's awesome. And sometimes our dreams and aspirations, they're great, but they make us think because we're already mentally there. We're already in the promised land because we know where we want to go. But we forget where we are. And so operationally, we think we're already here, but we're really not. We're still right back here. And so some of our conversations with centers, we'll find out, well, man, they want to do this and this. And we'll get so excited and go, man, that's great. They're ready to reach, you know, 500 more donors and blah, blah, blah. And then we find out, because we're assuming because they're talking this way, then we find out, well, how do they communicate with their donors? Well, they have a spreadsheet. They have no real database. They have an Excel spreadsheet. And they don't do consistent mailings to their ministry partners. And they don't communicate to their partners. And it's like, okay, we thought we were over here because of the vision. But we've got to go back over here. And we've got to foundationally put some things in place that will help us go where we want to go. Does that make sense? So we want to help you do that today because you all have God-given visions and dreams. So here's what I want you to do. It could be with the same two or three that you broke up with a moment ago or a new set of people if you want to find a new set of people. But I want you to do something. If you've got a pen and paper, I'm going to give you 8 phrases to write down. And we're going to give you an opportunity to do something. And this is going to be almost laughable because the time that we're going to give you, understand, because we're limited only by the clock today. But we want to give you a taste of what we're talking about. What you're getting ready to do, normally Isaac and myself or our team will go spend a day and a morning with a center. And it's a ministry health check where we will walk through 8 different categories with that center so that we know, okay, where are we at? So we know what location to put in the GPS so we can go where we want to go. And here's the 8 areas that we look at. Donor development. Human resources. Board governance, fundraising, marketing, branding, technical issues, and that may be software, it may be website development, anything that would fall under a technical umbrella. And then the last is mission and vision. Okay, everybody get all 8? Do I need to run through them again? Awesome. Now here's what I'd like you to do. There is no way in 10 or 15 minutes we can go through all those, even breaking up and trying to make it manageable with this size of group. So what I'd like for you to do is pick maybe 2 areas. And it'd be really cool. God will have to orchestrate this because I can't do it. It'd be really cool if those of you in your triad or your group of 3 or group of 4 all have picked 2 different ones, so that you can have conversation about as many of these 8 as possible. Does that make sense? You don't have to plan it that way. But for you, as you look at that list of 8 in your mind, you're probably already going, wow, there's these 2 would be the first 2 areas I'm going to go where we want to go. These are 2 areas we need some work. So you don't need me to tell you that. You're probably aware of that just by that list. So if you could pick 2 and let me run through this real quickly. I'm going to give you some meat on the bones for those 8 so you kind of know what to talk about. Will that be helpful? Because I'm seeing some of you kind of look at me the way my daughter looks at me when I try to talk hip and she's going, Dad. You know, so I won't do that. Let me give you some skin and meat for the bones. For donor development, here would be a few thoughts. Do you have a plan for donor development? How do you move donors deeper into their relationship with you? A budget. What's your current budget? What was last year's budget? How many monthly partners do you have? How are you communicating with them? That'd be some things to kind of think about when it comes to donor development. Human resourcing. How do you train your staff? Do you have an employee manual, volunteer manual, job descriptions? Board governance. Do you have a board manual, board job descriptions? How often do you meet? What's their requirement? Are they involved with fundraising? Fundraising. Here's some for fundraising. What are you doing now to fundraise? Is your banquet, diaper drive, baby bottle campaign, are those your only fundraising initiatives? What are your fundraising initiatives? How much money does it produce? How do you follow up? I know I'm giving you a lot of these at one time. You don't have to jot all these down. You can just jot down a couple. Marketing. What marketing tools do you have? What are you doing in the way of marketing? What partnerships do you have to help you with marketing? And I'm going to email all this to you guys. Branding. Are you happy with your brand? What things are you doing to promote it? Technical and websites. Do you have a donor site? Are you considering a client-targeted site? I know that's something CareNet's even been talking about. Are you measuring what happens with your websites? Are you evaluating? You know what the response you're getting. Mission, vision, do you have a clear one? Is it printed, posted, communicated, articulated, demonstrated? Write that down. That was good. Man, that was. I just came up with that. Just like that's good. All right, so that'll give you some ideas, skin on the bones. So here's what we'll do. We'll give you... Wow, the afternoon is flying away. I tell you, we'll give you 15 minutes, and if you can break up into your three or four people, pick two of those areas and share with the other two or three people in your group, hey, of these eight, here's two. When it comes to donor development, here's what I see as center director for us. Here's some things we need to think about. Does that make sense? You tracking with me? Some of you are not tracking? Pick two of the eight that you would prioritize as the director, because we don't have time to do all eight. But pick two of the eight that when you hear those eight, you're going, of those eight, these two jump out to me, given the vision or plan that we're going to talk about this in a minute, of the vision where God wants me to go. Our center, wow, we really need to think about donor development. That's probably one area we really need. May need to think about all of them. And we're going to talk about all of them. But just in your group of three or four, we don't have time for you to talk about all of them. So pick maybe the two that are most prioritized, most important, and then share information, those skin and meat that I gave you for those questions, with the other three or four in your group. Here's what's going to happen. Maybe this will make sense to you. Here's what's going to happen. You're probably going to get answers to some of your questions from the people that are talking to you. Because you may share, yours may be donor development, and theirs may be website and technical stuff. And you may say something about donor development. They go, well, let me tell you an idea that we did, blah, 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 donor development. And then they may say, well, I'm really struggling with technical. Well, here's somebody, I know this kid at the high school. He built our website, and we got 50,000 views last month. And he's 16 years old. And he said, hopefully God will orchestrate that today. Okay? Does that make sense? Good? So we'll take 15 minutes, get into your groups of three or four, pick two of those topics, and kind of share what you feel like are areas on those two or three where you need to help as a center. All right. Great job. Excellent. All right, a couple of you seem excited right off the bat. Give me some feedback. And again, you use the mic if you can. Tell me what you learned. A couple of you grab that microphone and share with us what you learned with that experiment. Don't be bashful. Free Tootsie Roll for the first three that we do have more chocolate. We'll be bringing that out as necessary. What did you learn? Thank you.
I can tell you that in 15 minutes that we sat together, and I'm a new executive director, in 15 minutes we sat together, I've learned more about marketing and branding and donor development than I knew when I walked through the room, and awesome. It's only 15 minutes. So obviously the things we share here we need to hear those from other people.
Yes.
We can read a book all day long,
yep.
But until you experience the experiment they had, that's
working. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. Somebody else? Thank you, Colleen. Ladies and gentlemen, Colleen's making her way to the microphone.
Here I am. Hey, when I went through security this morning at the airport, they had to check my hair because they really thought something was inside of it. I don't know. Anyway, that's what you can remember about Colleen. Okay, so we've tried vision luncheons, like have people in once a month maybe to tour the center and have a lunch and things. But Kim here told me about something she does that I had never thought about, and that is that an advisory council, which of course, I've heard about that. But what she does is that one representative from every church in their area sends somebody quarterly to a luncheon, and they're on the advisory council, and it keeps her churches connected to the ministry and feel like they're advising the ministry. That was a great idea.
Awesome. Good. Very good. All right, let me tweak the question a little bit. This may be a little bit harder. In your conversations with your group of people, what realization did you come to about your two of the eight that we suggest? And by the way, there could be more. I just gave you eight for sake of time. I heard somebody mention client services. That's a whole different area. We could talk about all day. We could have a 4-hour workshop about that, obviously. But what realization did you get about your two areas you picked from hearing from the other folks in your group?
Development marketing, we all had checked that, and that's two areas that are very hard for all of our centers. And their marketing is amazing, and so my brain is already on fire. And then with the development, some things that I shared with them that they had never considered, and that is to narrow down. At a banquet, we said it costs $600 for every girl to be fully engrossed in our program. So how many girls do you want to adopt?
Fantastic.
That was huge.
Fantastic.
And we raised $77,000 more than we ever had before.
Fantastic. Awesome. Thank you. Joe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Anybody else? Light bulb go on about a certain area of your PRC by hearing from other friends in your group? Are you guys in the post lunch break slumber mode? All right. I hope it did. I hope the conversations that maybe I'm not phrasing it right, that you went, wow, okay, we haven't done that. That's something that your brain got stretched a little bit. And what is amazing is, and again, to prove a point, it happened because you had a fresh perspective. So when you and I are head down, we're plowing through, we're doing our role of executive director, and we're doing all this, we don't have time, the awareness video, unfortunately, we just don't. It's just life. We don't have time to do that. So if we can get a fresh perspective from somebody, all of a sudden, where we felt like we were in a box about a certain area, it's like, oh my gosh, I can go over here. I can go. It's like playing Frogger. That really shows you how old school I am. Anybody remember that video game? So excellent. Good feedback. So when we think about where you are now, we're going to pull that into our next couple of questions and think about where we're going, because you all have an idea, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to share some of those here in just a moment. Think about where you're going. The 3 to 5 year, maybe this is one of the things that you'd say you came in thinking you'd get today. I'm going to disappoint you. You're not going to get it. The 3 to 5 year strategic plans are the days of yesterday because of all the things that we said about technology and our world changing. And so some frustrations that we've heard from some of our centers that we've helped is, well, we sat down, 5 years ago and had this 3 to 5 year strategic plan, and we were finished with it, 4 years ago. So then we were like, what do we do now? So if you can figure out, we like to say, if you can even figure out what you're going to do in the next 12 months, and again, pick some key areas, because you can't do everything, to help you, as we like to say, rock your community for Jesus. And then after you move in those, you orient, you observe, you orient, you observe. And another word I would throw in there is you evaluate what's working, what are people responding to, and you measure your progress. So it's interesting, some of the things that we do as organizations, we don't ask the question, is it working? Or stop and evaluate. And so, we'll ask people, well, how long have you been doing this? Well, we've been doing this, 2 years. Well, what's the result? Well, we're not really sure. We haven't really tracked it. Well, why in the world are you doing something for 2 years and you don't know whether it's working or not? Take that off your to-do list. Well, it's just what we've always done. So if you can observe and measure what you're doing. Let me share with you real quick, because we're going to dive deeper into this, where you're going. But what we just did as groups, again, in 10 to 15 minutes, if you're really going to peel back the onion, I like to say, and discover where you are in all those areas. It takes longer than 10, 15 minutes. So some of you had some light bulbs go on over a few things. That's great. Again, we usually take a day and a half with the center to walk through some of those things. But what you'll find out is we did this for the center in Illinois a few weeks back. And I want to share with you, after we did that, figure out where you are. The next day, Isaac and I stayed up till midnight at the hotel compiling everything we had heard and said, wow, okay, where are they? And then where do they want to go? Based on where they are, what's the reality of them being able to go where they want to go? What are some 1-2-3s that they can start inching the ball down the field and start moving on? And here were a few that they came up with. There were several pages of what we discovered about where they are, but just to kind of help you see how this works if we have the time. Here's some they came up with. Communicate our vision will include within it an operational plan. So, hopefully you already have this. You may not. So this will be back to where are you now. But a policy procedure manual for your center, which another term for that would be your operation manual. Because chances are where God is wanting you to go, your operations may have to change. Because if you keep operating the same, then you may not get there. I'm a big fan of Chick-fil-A. In my city in Chick-fil-A, in Greenville, South Carolina, it's got to be the busiest Chick-fil-A on the planet. I mean, it doesn't matter what time of day, there's 25 cars wrapped around. They figured out something. They figured out people are pulling in the parking lot and they're seeing 25 cars in line and they're not staying. So what'd they do? They shut the place down for probably a month. Tore down the whole restaurant. Built it back. Put in a double drive-thru. Now there's 50 cars lined up almost all the time. So their operational plan changed to go where they wanted to go, which was eat more chicken. So we've got to be willing to change our operational plan to get to where we want to go and not be so hardcore, legalistic, whatever, that we're not willing to change our operations. By the way, now that that's full, they actually have live people come out. You can choose a speaker or you can have somebody stand there with a headset and a credit card machine. Meanwhile, there's two cars next door at the Hardee's. And I'm thinking, you would think the manager would at least look out the window and go, you know, they've got something next door. There's 50 cars over there and there's only two in our drive-thru. What are we doing wrong? But it hasn't happened yet. So we've got to be willing to change our operational plan. We've got to be willing to Jerry's point just a minute ago, hold our team accountable on sharing their faith or whatever it might be. Think about cost. Think about communication. And measure our progress. So to do that, here's some things that you're going to need. And I'm going to transition and we'll take a stretch break here and let Isaac jump in. But you're going to need some things like we call them calendars to help you plot out. And I think in your world and mine, especially because we all seem to be driven by our calendar. We've got our calendar on our smartphone. Somebody asks you, can you do lunch? Everybody's got, well, hang on a minute. You know, which is sad. I got to check and see what my phone tells me if I can have lunch with you or not. So we're going to talk about some things like promotional calendar. We're going to talk about some things like communication calendar and how to take your priorities and work across those platforms and those tools to accomplish your vision. Coming up in just a minute. Let me stop for a second. Any questions? Questions, comments? You got a question, sir?
I just wanted to win.
Okay. All right. Any questions? So we're going to jump in and talk about that. We'll take a 5-minute stretch break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to put the gas pedal down a little bit faster. Is that okay? I'm going to introduce my friend Isaac, and we're going to run through a couple other elements with you guys that apply to putting together a full adaptive strategy plan. And so we'll jump in. We may tag team some of this. But
did you bring your guitar, by the way?
I did not.
I see you're set. You're ready to go? No? Okay. Awesome. Good to be back with you, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm really excited. My presentation style is a lot different than Jack's. Jack says he's a type A. I'm a type AAA, so I move around. I've got ADD, DD, DD, DD. So if you can try to stick with me, that would be great. And again, seriously, if you have any questions, Just throw your hand up in the air. So we'll do that. We want to talk about effective communication. And one of the things that we're going to do in doing that is kind of look at some of the operational aspects that Jack was talking about earlier. And so we're going to talk about some different tools. And again, you will get this slide presentation if you'd like. And so don't worry if you can't write everything down. Not a big deal. How many friends out here like The Office show? Yeah, The Office, Michael and his antics. Nobody wants to run your PRC like he runs his office, right? Dunder Mifflin Paper Company, crazy, crazy show. One of the first things that we like to talk about when we look at communication is really the communication process. How many folks remember telephone, the game telephone? You say something in somebody's ear, and you're in like a room, and you whisper to the next person, the next person, the next person. What did you say? So communication is made up of several different things. The sender, what did you mean? And we have to think about that when we're in an office situation. What you say, the message. And then the third thing is what the person actually heard, the receiver. At lunch today, our friends were talking about managing an office. And I might get in trouble. I hope not, Jack. But managing an office with a bunch of ladies can be a challenge sometimes. And communication and what did you say and what did you really mean? And you kind of did like that with your neck and your eyes, and did that mean something or did it mean something different? You know, whatever. So what did you say? That's so important. And not just in verbal communication. It's also very important in our social media communication, in our email communication, in our snail mail communication. From the banquet perspective, when you're standing on the platform and you're trying to cast vision, and this is where we are as an organization, this is the need that we had, somebody said $250,000, this is where we feel the Lord is calling us to go, you have to be really clear in that. Let's look at some of these tools. One of the tools that we love as an organization is calendaring. And Jack mentioned it, you know, pull your phone out, and you've got that, and you're ready to go. How many folks see their phone or their calendar on their phone in the room? Yeah? Gmail calendar, Google calendar? Okay. iPhone calendar, Droid calendar? No? See, everybody hates Droid. That's so funny. Outlook calendar. Anybody use Outlook for your calendar? Okay. Join us in Macworld. It's fun in Macworld. It's very expensive, but it's fun. And Macworld. You can do a lot with your calendars. We have many, many people in our organization. Jack and I travel quite a bit, and we travel even internationally. And so it's really important that when we have team meetings or when we have something going on that we want the whole team to know, we can actually add that to our team calendar. Vacation and that sort of thing, business meetings or travel meetings, work-related, or even personal meetings, hey, I've got a doctor's appointment or whatever. So important when you're communicating effectively to your team so that everybody knows what's going on and where you are as an organization. Jack mentioned promotions calendar. That's another calendar that's really important. What we mean by a promotions calendar is what are you doing to get out into the community? How are you reaching out to serve your clients, to serve your donors, to serve your volunteers, to serve your board members? What are you doing to get out in the community? And one of the things that we do when we look at that is we actually look at literally a calendar. So we'll look at every month and we'll try to determine what holidays happen in this month. How could we do a promotion in the community? How can we partner up with, like Jack mentioned, Chick-fil-A or maybe a local restaurant or some way that we can get out in touch where people are at? What about our local radio station? What about our local TV station? How can we get out in touch with our local sports team, if there's a sports team in town? Lots of ways that you can get out in the community and do it in a free, cost-effective way. Anybody using a promotions calendar right now? Yeah? How are you using your promotions calendar? Okay. You visit churches. I'm just repeating for the recording. Two Sundays a month?
So I calendar what churches I'm going to.
Yeah.
I let the pastors know I'm going to be there visiting and supporting their church that Sunday.
Great.
That's one of
the ways. So churches a month, and you're using that for your calendar for promotions. Awesome. Anybody else? Anybody else? Going once, twice? Yep. Okay. Another way that you can calendar is a communications calendar. What are you saying in the community? What do you want to get out there? What messages are you getting out, and what tools And one of the ways that we encourage our ministry partners to do this is look at some of the different channels that you're using. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But specifically, what do you want to message when and for how long? Okay, so there may be something coming up like your baby bottle campaign. If it's not on the calendar as an organization, we train folks that it's probably not going to happen, and it may not happen as effectively and efficiently as it could. And so we always train that we want to make sure that those items are on the calendar. And we also want to look at not just holidays, but that month, December, comes every year, right? December, year end, it always happens. I think December 31st. Every year happens on December 31st, right?
Yes.
Okay. So year end giving is a big thing that we want to calendar as well.
And the reason this is important, it's good to hear that some of you are using this, is because if your vision, for example, I don't know who just mentioned that with the churches, if part of your strategic vision, your plan, your adaptive plan, your strategy, whatever word you want to use, is, hey, over the next 12 months, we want to touch 24 churches. Then when you start taking your priorities and you start putting them on the calendar, and again, we recommend this could kind of be a day event. When you do that and you sit down after you put everything on the calendar, it's been remarkable. We see a lot of our PRC directors go, there is no way if we had 50 people and $5 million, we could do all that. So what it causes you to do is start prioritizing. Okay, well, it may be that God may not be saying no. He may just be saying not right now. So, hey, this is an idea we need to table for 2020. Right now, here it helps you prioritize because you look at how many days are on the calendar, how many staff you've got. We can only do so much. So the promotional calendar and communications calendar are big tools to help you with implementing that strategy that we're talking about.
And even within our own organization, oftentimes we will place things on the calendar, projecting by faith. This is something that we want to do. And I tell Jack all the time, I hate, and he does too, we hate wasting time. And I hate casting vision that sadly doesn't always happen. But if you don't put it out there, kind of like a fleece, and hope that it's going to happen, and plan that it's going to happen, it'll never happen. It'll never happen. So you have to try sometimes taking some of those experiments that we talked about earlier. So calendaring is very, very important. Here's another awesome tool that we love within our office, Evernote. I love Evernote because it's a great way that you can pull different kinds of content into your laptop. You can pull it onto your iPad or your Google device. You can use it with your smartphone. And again, it's a collaborative tool. So many people on the team can all be sharing content. For example, you're talking about, who is it that's going mobile? Okay, you're going mobile. You just came up a moment ago and talked about how your city is really going to expand pretty quickly. So you may have different people all throughout your county that are working on this project. This is a great way for you to have one document, for example, and have many, many different people collaborating on that document. It's a great way that we actually use even for team meeting, for our staff meeting. We call it team meeting. But it's a great tool for that so that you can know when you sit in that meeting and you want to effectively communicate in that meeting that you're not wasting your donors' time. You're not wasting your donors' dollars, because what could be a 20 to 30 minute meeting, how many times stretches out to be a 40 minute, 50 minute, 75 minute meeting? And you're looking at your watch and you're thinking, great, when this meeting's over, I go to lunch, then I come back, check email, and then I got phone calls to return, and then it's time to go home. And my day was wasted, potentially. That is something that could happen. Evernote is a fantastic tool. And if we have time, by the way, at the end of our workshop together, we would love to do some live demos. So if you have questions and you want to stick around, we would be happy to do that with you. Whiteboarding. We love whiteboards in our office. But virtual whiteboarding is kind of another thing that we enjoy doing. And Evernote is a great tool for that. There's other different tools that you can do whiteboarding with. But it's basically just kind of throwing some ideas up on the whiteboard. And as a team, giving people permission to be able to then add their ideas to it as well. Collaboration is so important. And in today's digital culture, we have different tools that we can do that with. So virtual whiteboarding is super important. The definition for whiteboarding, spontaneous act of expressing a group's output visually on a shared surface. So you could do it with your whiteboard in your office, in your conference room, or you can even do it digitally as well. Another tool, email culture. Oh my goodness, how many people love being CC'd on group emails? And then people reply, and then you get 20 replies, And then those people are on vacation, perhaps, and then you get their vacation autoresponders. Oh, my gosh, and that just never ends, too, right? We teach, actually, within our office, we do teach to CC. How many folks do that? So you know what's going on. Here's a real important question, too. How many folks run a virtual office? Like, your team are kind of scattered about. Maybe some folks work from home. Maybe you're in different parts of your county or city. Okay. So email is a super important tool, and we use that. Jack and I live on our phones, and we live on our computers because we do so much traveling. But this is a very important thing. The carbon copy and the blind carbon copy and the reply all, these are things that if you haven't trained your team on and you haven't developed a culture, you certainly want to do that. How about email signatures? You guys have email signatures? Yeah? That's a big thing for branding as well. A lot of organizations don't have that, or they don't even have a corporate email account set up. You can get a domain name for about 10 bucks a year, and you can set up with Google, which is what we use as an organization. A lot of people use different tools, but Google's free, Gmail. So you're not like blue fuzzy feathers 1984 at hotmail.com, and you're about to talk to a donor about a $100,000 check that you'd really like for him or her to write, and you hand them your bent up stained business card and blue fuzzy feathers. I'm not sure if I can write this person a check or not. Anyway, just something to think about. So let's be honest. On social media, that's the next tool we're going to talk about. How many of you are absolutely, if you're honest about it, overwhelmed with social media? About half of the room. Yeah. It is a crazy tool. It is a crazy good tool if it's used effectively. But there are so many different options. And Jack was talking about this earlier, and we showed you our little woo-woo video. I think that's so funny. With social media, it's a great tool for communicating effectively, but you might want to pick one or two or three different tools and really master that tool. And one of the things, we'll talk about this in a little bit as well, but is knowing your audience. That is one of the most important parts of effectively communicating to your people. And it may be the girls that you're targeting, it may be volunteers, it may be your board, it may be your donors or ministry partners as well. But you have to know the tools that they're using. You have to know how people want you to communicate with them. And so figuring out those one, two, or three different social media tools is a great way. And you can actually automate that as well. There's some different software. This one right here on the screen is called Hootsuite, H-O-O-T-S-U-I-T-E, hootsuite.com. What I think is great about Hootsuite is that you can schedule your messages in advance. And so you may not have the time to sit down and dedicate an entire day or several hours of your day to social media. And you may not have the budget to be able to have somebody on staff that is what they do, that they're your social communications director. That's fine. By the way, get a volunteer. How many of you are near college towns or university towns? Get a volunteer or find a youth person at your church. They would love to do it for you. Make sure they stay on message. But there's so many different channels, as we've already mentioned. But the cool thing with Hootsuite, as you can see here, is it pulls all the different feeds into this one dashboard. And from Hootsuite, you can look at your Facebook. You can look at your Twitter. You can see, for example, on Twitter, you can at message somebody on Twitter, and so you can see that stream there in the middle. You can do direct messages. You can see messages that you sent out. You can see posts that are scheduled in advance, and then you can also see replies back to you, which is so important. Likes, when people click on a like, it's like someone knocking on your door or waving hi at you. And how many people don't respond to that? Most, actually. Many, at least. And so when somebody clicks a like on your Facebook post for your ministry page or your group page, you definitely want to respond back to them. If they send you a message, you definitely want to respond to them, because if it's a donor, you don't want them thinking that you don't care about the message that they sent you. So we certainly want to be able to do that. Hootsuite is a great one. TweetDeck is another one. And there's a lot of different tools like that that you can find. Again, let us know if you have questions, and we'll be happy to answer those for you. Probably the best part about this is the last one I have here, the insights and metrics. So for different posts that you do, it's not good enough just to have a great post and to put it out there. This is not just push technology. We want to have a conversation. We want to have dialogue, and that's a big part of effective communication and having an achievable strategy for success. So you want to see, when you push something out there, you want to see how many people are clicking like on it, how many people are sharing it, how many people on Twitter, for example, follow that post, or if you have an email blast that you're posting out on social through one of your share bars at the bottom, you want to know how many people actually responded to that and got involved in the campaign that you're inviting them to get involved in. Any questions so far?
I have one.
Yeah.
On Hootsuite, can you put one post and it goes to all the sources?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You can actually write them. The question was for the tape. Can you write one post and it go to all the sources? And the answer is yes to that. You can actually do that, and then you just select which channel you want it to go out to. And it'll convert whether it needs to be set up in Facebook culture or Twitter culture or Instagram or whatever. Pinterest is another one that a lot of people love. So you can do that with that tool as well. Absolutely. And there are free accounts that you can set up with Hootsuite, and there are paid versions where you can get even more insights and metrics and that sort of thing. So you can do that as well. Yes, ma'am?
Can you spell that?
H-O-O-T, like an owl, Hoots.
Suite.com,
Hootsuite.com. And you can do that with your laptop, with your desktop, with your mobile phone or mobile device. Yep.
Do you have any experience with Calendly?
Calendly? I am not familiar with that one particularly. Anytime you have a LY typically on a website, oftentimes these are websites that actually help you have the metrics. Bit.ly is another one, for example. Bit.ly, you may have heard of that before, where it'll take a longer website address and it'll shorten it down. So you can post that on social media, or you can put it out on email or whatever. And it's a tool for you to be able to track how many people clicked on that link, from where did they click from, for how long were they on that link, did they bounce away. Bounce is basically just a rate or a term that's used online. For you to know, do they come to the website and then quickly click away? But I'm not familiar with Calendly, no. That's okay.
It's actually a calendaring
sure.
program.
Okay.
Where you can set up the metrics of when other, like my staff can set up appointments for me, but I have the parameters where it's only certain times.
Yes, okay. I'm not familiar with that specific tool, but I know that that's a great way to calendar. And there are a lot of services like that for the tape here. So she's asking, is there a tool that you can use for calendaring to make your appointments available? Basically, these are my open times, and then people can select the appointment that they would prefer. Yeah, there's a lot of great tools like that. We can look at that at the break if you'd like.
Okay.
Yep.
I didn't know if you were familiar one that was...
Not with that particular one, but that's a great question. Yeah, was there one more back here? Pink sweater? No? Okay, I saw you put your hand up. It's not an auction, ma'am. I saw you scratch your head. You were about to be the winning bidder, though. I can tell you that right now. All right, Google Drive. Here's another tool that we love. Google Drive, free service. And if you want to use it for writing documents, you can do that. It's somehow, I'm not sure how they did this, but they've got a partnership with Microsoft, so you can actually write Microsoft Word documents there, Excel spreadsheets, you can do that as well. It talks to Adobe, so if you do a lot of graphic design, it's a great tool online, totally free online to use. Just go to drive.google.com. If you have a Gmail account, I see your hand, bud. If you have a Gmail account, you can set that up, and it's totally free. Jack and I, again, we do a lot of collaboration with our team as we travel. It's one of the best ways, Jack, would you agree, that we can do this with a lot of our web forms on websites or blogs when we do a lot of event production and promotion, and you're trying to get somebody to schedule, to register to come to this event or to host a booth at your banquet or whatever. They can click on that. Well, you can actually send that into your Google Drive with Google Sheets and actually capture all those names and then save it down to an Excel file, a spreadsheet, which is a super nifty tool to be able to do. And again, it's totally free. So, yeah.
Google Drive has a PowerPoint kind of.
Yes, it does have PowerPoint. Absolutely. I have used that.
Is it good or better than PowerPoint?
You know what? It's PowerPoint. I mean, it's literally PowerPoint built into Google Drive. So yeah, I've actually created PowerPoint presentations and then gotten to a meeting and not had my laptop, for example, and just logged in to my Google account, my Gmail account, and then presented from my Google Drive account. It's powerful. Awesome tool. This that I'm using now, this is called Keynote. It's on Mac. Yeah, Mac's rule. Yeah, you're one of them. That's okay. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not. Brother, right here. I got gray hair, so don't worry. I'm not one of those millennials like Jack was talking about, but, you know, hey, throw a couple zeros on the bill and you get a decent machine that'll last you much longer than a PC will. All right, so Google Drive. MailChimp is another great tool. I love MailChimp. Oh, we have a clap in the back for MailChimp. Two claps in the back. Wow, that's great. That's awesome. MailChimp is, again, free if you have up to 2,000 email addresses. And so what this does is, how many of you remember Constant Contact?
Remember it?
Sister, you are going to cross over to MailChimp. We're going to help you out with that, okay? All right, amen. I feel like we're having church up in here. Where's the organ player, please? The organ player. We're going to get friends on MailChimp today. It's totally free. Here's the cool thing. The metrics that I was talking about earlier, it's going to give you tremendous, tremendous metrics, okay? So say you've got your banquet coming up, and say you have a campaign that you've created, and you know over the next 6 months you're going to do an e-blast every month. And say you've got 1,000 names on this list. And say you even want to split it up and do an A-B list. So 500 of the names get this email blast, and 500 of the names get this email blast. Okay, so two different email blasts. So you can do testing. You can get those metrics. You can see how many times they actually open the email, which is a neat thing. If somebody opens the email 7 times, you probably know they're pretty interested in the content of that email. You can see how many times they clicked in the email, which click they clicked on, which call to action or whatever, which link did they click on. You can even see if they shared that email blast with somebody else. And so for us in the nonprofit world, and we're trying to acquire names, and we're trying to see if our messaging is working well, if we're effectively communicating, super cool tool, MailChimp.com. Again, works with all your devices, which is awesome. All right. Bloomerang. Boomerang with an L. Bloomerang. This is more Jack's world than mine. Jack is more kind of the fundraising part of our team. I'm the marketing branding guy. But Bloomerang is a powerful tool as well. You can see the dashboard there. We love Bloomerang because it is fantastic. It is not free. There is a cost for Bloomerang. But it allows you to bring in all of your, for example, QuickBooks information. And they talk to each other well. Those two softwares talk to each other well. But it's an SaaS, so it's a software as a service. It's in the cloud. And you can access it from anywhere on the go. I wish you could see this, you that are in the back. But there's a neat little thing right here. I'm just going to point at one thing. The engagement level. This person's on fire, it says. So the cool thing is you can see how many times this person's given. You can have the different campaigns that you've put in there. Different giving level amounts, how often by way of time. But this person, for whatever this organization is, Rick Allen is this person's name, they're on fire. So they must love this organization. They're funding this organization well. And so Jack can speak more to that. I don't know if you want to come up and talk about Bloomerang and the partnership that we have with them.
Well, I'll just say a couple of things to help connect some dots maybe for some of you, because I want to make sure you see this. To achieve your vision, your adaptive strategy, a lot of times what you've got to learn to do, because there's only so many hours of the day, and after you've worked 23 and a half hours, you think, okay, I need to sleep, right, as executive director. So one of the things that we are trying to do today is help us not work harder but work smarter. So some of these tools that we're talking about are ways to give you margin to help you put into effect that vision that God's given you. And some people look at what we do and they're like, how do you guys do that? I thought you were in such and such city last week. Like, we were. We have some of the stuff automated. We're using the tools and resources that people have created to help us do our job. So that's what we want to do with you today. On Bloomerang, for example, I'll just give you a real quick example. One of our centers was recently, they had their data, their names, I think I mentioned earlier, in a spreadsheet. They had their email in a constant contact, or maybe even a MailChimp, which is great as a standalone. MailChimp is one we love as a standalone deal. And then they had their accounting in like a Quicken QuickBooks. We discovered, kind of just disclaimer here, maybe I should have said this at the beginning. I have a nonprofit organization I've had for 29 years that primarily helps students. So a lot of what we're sharing with you guys today, I had to learn the first 10, 15 years of running my nonprofit. I'm like, I can't do this. I signed up because I had a call from God, and now I've found out I'm the administrator, the janitor, the secretary, the window cleaner. I'm everything. So I had to figure out some of these things. But with Bloomerang, it's all-in-one deal. So for your center, for example, and all this, again, you change one piece and it changes the whole picture we talked about earlier. But the cool thing with Bloomerang is if you have this, you can integrate this into your website. Now, here's the cool thing. Watch this. So if somebody gives on your website, your data entry is done. Because Bloomerang will have a form that's easily created. When they give the gift, it instantaneously goes into Bloomerang. So at the end of the year, when you need to do your end of year donation letters, all that's in there. If you want to do a thank you letter, it has a module where you go out and you print your thank you letters for the week. Or if they gave by email, they get an automated email thank you. So some of these tools we're sharing with you, like a Bloomerang, just simplifies life. So does that make sense? So all the data is in there. It also has a module where, I don't know if you can see it in the back, maybe the third or fourth icon on the right, it's the little A circle, where you can actually email right out of Bloomerang. So people that we have talked in the MailChimp that don't have a donor management software, once they step up, and this is just a suggestion, but once they step up to something like this, they're even doing away with like a constant contact that's 25 a month or 50 or 75, depending on how many names you've got in there. Over the course of a year, that's $1,000 or more, depending on how many names you have in there. They're doing away with that, and they're doing all their email blasts, and you can do any kind of segment you can imagine out of this software. So it's finding some tools that will help you bring everything to simplify everything. Yes, sir?
Does this Bloomerang replace something like a donor?
Possibly. We've had that question. For one of our centers, they're using that, as I understand, the eKairos. So they're still using that more for clients.
Right.
But on the donor side, this is probably that program on steroids. And I don't know a lot, again, disclaimer, I don't know a lot about eKairos. What I would tell you from a donor standpoint, and again, achieving your vision, and we've said donor with you guys, we don't use the word donor too much. We use the word partner. People who are giving you their hard-earned money are more than a donor. They are a partner in ministry. So the degree of your communication, how well you communicate with them, is directly proportional to how long they're going to continue to give and how much they're going to continue to give. So, for example, for the center that we do, if you've got something that's working for you, great. I would encourage you, too, to find a system that's going to stay with you long term and grow with you. Instead of finding a system, well, this works now, assuming that God's not going to give you 100 or 200 new donors in the next 1 or 2 or 3 years, and then all of a sudden you realize, well, we've got to recreate the wheel again. Find something that you can grow with. This is a program or software, web-based software, that we know will do that. But this particular center we had mentioned did not have a way to manage or thank or continue communication. Again, all these things we're talking about will help us achieve our vision and strategy for success. They didn't have a way to keep up with donors. I mean, if you have 50 donors in a spreadsheet, you might can keep up with those and know that, you know, Martha lost her husband last month, so don't send her a letter to her house that says Martha and Henry, because Henry died a year ago. That's going to really make her mad. And if you try to remember all that in your brain or an Excel spreadsheet, you're going to be in trouble. So those are the kind of things. It sounds real funny, but I know stories where that's happened, where donors got that letter and they don't ever write a check to that center ever again.
Critically important.
So these are people. We treat donors sometimes like ATM machines, but these are people who have given their hard-earned money to a cause that they've invested in. And normally that causes you, because you're the frontline person. Yes, there's a question in the back there. Michelle.
I think I've done it, but I was wondering if this is equivalent to gift cards.
Not sure. Sorry. We just recently came across this one, and we've put it through the test of a lot of different things that we would know would be applicable for the PRC world, and we've been like, wow, 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 wow. So there may be other things besides this, but we know this works. Jeff?
So if you already have everything in constant contact,
and you exported that? Yes. It's real simple, real simple.
So, constant contact is a great tool, so don't hear us knocking constant contact. It's a great tool. This MailChimp, though, that we use, it just is such a powerful tool because Constant Contact's main deal is email. MailChimp will talk to your social as well, and they'll play ball together, and they get along real well together. And the reporting that you get, and ma'am, I don't know your name, but you were shaking your head earlier when I was talking about MailChimp. Yes, it is.
I know it's really overwhelming when y'all hear
it,
but it really, like, I'm not that.
It is
hard.
Easy, yeah. Yep. So if you're looking for metrics and you want to know, you know, what message is connecting with your audience, and you know, the A/B testing that I mentioned earlier, and A/B testing could be as simple as the heading on the email, the subject line on the email. Did it work to get people to open? So you're going to get how many opens did you have on that campaign? You're going to get how many clicks did you have? You'll get how many shares or forwards did you have? How many reposts to social media did you have? And you may not care. I'm just being honest with you. That may be overwhelming. That may not be where you're trying to go as an organization. But for a lot of us, that is valuable, valuable information. That if we can get our hands on that for free, that is awesome. That's really cool for our organization to be able to know what's working as an organization. We're gonna drill down deep when we come back from our next break. So don't worry if your eyes are glazing over. That's great. Just get your pillow. You'll want to take a nap. Sorry, that was my sarcasm. You're supposed to laugh.
Can the person receiving the email see that it's coming from some sort of site like that, or does it just look like it's coming?
So the question was, can the person who gets the email see that it comes from MailChimp as a service, that it's a big e-blast? And there are two ways to answer that, okay? At the bottom of the email, there is a description for why they got that email. And so if you're honest, number one, you have to be, right? You have to operate with integrity. If you're honest, you'll tell why they opted in to that particular campaign. And being honest may be as simple as saying, you have a heart for at-risk teen girls, and we appreciate your heart for our ministry. Thanks for joining our list. Click here to unsubscribe if you'd like. So you're not being, you know, tricky or flim-flammy or anything like that. The other thing is there's a very small footer that could say, if you wanted it to say MailChimp, or you can remove that. So that's your call. That's your call. If you're trying to brand the organization, I personally would suggest getting rid of that. There's no reason for them to know that you're using a service for your email. Yeah. Yes.
It will tell you, and it's less likely to go to spam.
Yes.
Better subject line you have. So you can even test it 100 times if you wanted to before you send it out.
Yep.
You know, saying fundraiser coming soon, well, that's going to get you to their spam mail, so it'll give you suggestions to do different headings or subject lines for your campaign. So it really is foolproof.
And they have a vested interest as a service, and their server's not getting blacklisted and blocked. So they're not going to do anything dumb that's going to keep them from, you know, being able to have a business. So there's a lot of great things. We can look at it again. If we have time at the end and you guys want to go live, we can pull some of this stuff up and look at some of the reporting. Let me grab her real quick. Yes, ma'am?
I just wanted to ask, we're a very small sector. We have like 600 on our daily.
Okay.
Okay, 600, 800. You said the boomerang, you have to have like 2,000 emails.
You can have up to. For MailChimp, I reference, you can have up to 2,000 for free. Yes. Yep. Yep. Ma'am?
Technical support with any of these that you're mentioning. Is it available? Can I pick up a phone and say I'm trying to do this?
I would imagine the answer is yes, depending on the service. But with social, I mean, you can just at message the service too, and they're really quick about getting back typically. And a lot of these will have online forums even, so you could join, you know, go to a Facebook group or within the actual service themselves, like MailChimp.com/service, you know, or help down at the bottom. You can probably click on a link and it'll take you to an online forum. Yeah. Yep.
One of the services
Mm-hmm.
Trying to reach our vision.
Online giving, okay.
And we finally found a way to automate our monthly giving through a particular service, but it doesn't have a way for our donors to sign up to do automated recurring monthly giving.
EFTs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so they have to call the center, give me their information, and me go into the system to sign them up. Versus me being able to put that out in our monthly donor list and then be able to put their personal information in the system. Do y'all have, does the Bloomerang have that option, or do y'all?
It does. Absolutely, it does. Yeah. Yeah, we just for putting it out there, we don't have an affiliate, I don't think we do, relationship. We don't make any money from a referral from them. So, and actually, if you mention the HeartShare group, our organization, they'll give you 10% off. So, but Bloomerang is a great way to do that, where you can, like Jack was saying, you can actually build those forms and get the embed code, put it into your website. They click on that embed code, and whatever, however you've got it set up for whatever fields you want them to submit that information. And then when they give the gift online, they actually process it. So, you know, for example, maybe you've heard of Vanco before as a service that processes, as a pretty popular one. Bloomerang processes as well. And so we as a nonprofit actually use Vanco for a while, but now we've transitioned completely to Bloomerang because they do all the online form building, but they actually do the processing, and their fees are a lot less expensive.
Let me just say this real quick, too, as it applies to our strategic adaptive vision, whatever you want to call it, where you're going. If you ask the question, or you feel like there's an obstacle, we can't get there because of whatever, and say, I wonder if we could do blah, blah, blah. Chances are somebody has figured out how to do blah, blah, blah. What happens is, and we're going to go all the way back to 1 o'clock, 1:30 when we started, is we get into that mindset of not changing and thinking experimentally, that we think we've got to do things this certain way because we've always done it, instead of thinking, you know what, probably somebody has, because they've run into the same issue, they've created something. So, and again, we don't get anything for Bloomerang. I just love it. For you guys as a center, one of the applications is not only can you create an email form, but for your banquet. Let's say you want to have people sign up electronically for your banquet. I would encourage you to do that. You may not think that's a good idea, but I would encourage you to think about it. They go online, they fill out that information. Guess what? All those names are already in your database. Your follow-up after your banquet, you're not working for 3 days doing data entry after your banquet when you're exhausted already after your banquet. You're just counting the money of what and thinking about how you're going to use that to do ministry.
Wait a minute. Isn't that the purpose of a banquet?
It is
to get money?
To make money.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I just thought
yes.
So.
It is, Bloomerang is not free. There's a fee. They can, if you've got another different software that you're using, they can import it, and there's a cost for that depending on. And then the way that it works is there's a monthly fee depending on your revenue for your organization. So, and it's very reasonable. I mean, for an organization that has a couple $100,000 coming through there, it may be $80 or $90 a month. So for somebody to handle all of my accounting and all of my donor data stuff, I would give them, I'm not going to tell them that, but I would give them a lot more than that a month.
And by
so
the way, this,
based on your revenue.
This builds in all your receipting too, right?
Yes.
So
end of
your
receipting,
your tax letters, thank you letters.
And again, you choose whatever works for you. I don't want this to turn into a Bloomerang commercial. I'm just, what we're saying is find tools that will help you accomplish your vision, because they are out there, especially with the new technology and the things that we've talked about.
We're going to need to balance this out before we take our break and talk about Android just a little bit.
All right.
Thank
how many,
you. Okay,
how many,
thank you. Thank
how many
you.
Android users?
Oh, you poor people,
right,
you.
There you go. I'll let you handle it.
Ma'am, please put your hands down. Don't raise both of your hands. At least just raise one hand. My goodness. My goodness. Oh, all right. We'll pray for you. All right. Any other questions? We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about branding. And that is when I really get excited, because I love it, love it, love it. Branding and marketing, it is the customer experience. So we're going to chat about that. Come excited and fired up, and we're going to rock our last hour together. One question, yes?
Just a quick one. I'm actually changing to Bloomerang this month. We've already started that whole
thing. Yahoo!